The Marlins host the Mets, and Noah Syndergaard on Don Mattingly bobblehead night will pick this one up in the fifth inning with the game tied at one and Lucas Duda at the plate.
Here's the pitch. And here's a high fly ball. Towering drive, center field. Yelich back, looking up, and it's gone. A home run for Lucas Duda. And Duda gives the Mets a 2-1 lead.
Runner goes, and a soft little pop out into right center, and it's going to fall for a hit. And Rojas will score in a break for Miami. Rojas was rolling. Gordon hit it right between three Mets.
This is a big pitch. You don't want to go full with the bases loaded. The 2-2. And Yelich hammers one to left field. Conforto comes on, makes the catch. Rojas tags, throw coming home, and it's going to be in time at the plate. Rojas called out by DJ Rayburn.
JT Realmuto will bat. JT's 0 for 3 with an intentional walk tonight.
Runner goes. Realmuto, right center, well hit. Bruce after it, and he's not going to get it. Rojas around third. He will score. Ball game.
JT Realmuto comes through against Josh Edgen, and the Marlins walk off with a 3-2 victory. Realmuto delivers the first walk-off hit of his career, and bad news for the Mets, in addition to the loss, Noah Syndergaard leaves after six with a torn fingernail on his right hand. The Marlins respond nicely on the heels of Thursday's 16-inning loss to the Mets. Don Mattingly's club is back to 500 at 5-5.
Well, obviously, big win for us. A lot of good things. Just starting with Volquez. You know, this guy pitches, to me, total warrior today, because what we didn't tell anyone is he threw his pin yesterday. So even though he was on regular rest, he had thrown a pin and then still wanted to pitch today. So that, you know, and him getting out of some innings and keep battling, it was huge. Harlan getting some huge outs there for us. The bullpen, again, you know, did a great job. And then guys fought back. Tyler Moore gets a big hit for us. It sets up a run. Miggy was all over the place tonight. D was swinging the bat tonight. And then obviously JT at the end was good to see. Well, it was just that game for both teams. I mean, I'm not quite sure what – I know their pin's been good, but our pin's been pretty good too. And, I think it's been a good series. It was a good series in New York. And now we kind of go back and forth with these guys here. So, I mean, they got a good club. We feel like we got a good club. So hopefully it just continues kind of falling our way instead of their way. But, we'll see. It's going to be exciting.
JT Realmuto continues his hot start to the season with his game-winning hit Friday. The catcher's batting .382 for the season.
Yeah, I was thinking the whole game, man. This is too close for comfort because – obviously, with last night's game, we're trying to get this one done in nine, so I'm glad we were able to pull it off there. Bullpen got taxed yesterday. Guys did a great job of keeping us in the game for that long. Just unfortunate we lost it, but tonight the young guy came in, did great for us, Yarlin, and then the back end of the bullpen did a good job as well. I mean, after last night, I was pretty tough to swallow, leaving here at 1 a.m. with a loss. But it was big for us to come out and get the victory tonight and follow that up.
Unlike Thursday's slugfest, this game required some small ball, and Miguel Rojas did what he had to do, reaching base all four times at the plate, going 3-for-3 with two runs scored.
Oh, it was great, man. First of all, I want to say great job by Edinson starting the game tonight, being ambushed because of the necessity of the team, and I feel like that was huge for us. That showed the character of the players and the character of this team. We bounced back pretty well, and I feel like it's a win for to let them know we're ready to come to the ballpark, ready to win every day. That's what we were supposed to do last night, but I feel like. We battle. We come, like I said before, we come to the ballpark expecting to win every day, and that shows the character of this team.
The Marlins will try to make it two in a row against the Mets on Saturday when Adam Conley takes the hill in Miami.